In 1919, a guy came to town called Sonny O'Neill. He was from Cork. And he came to stay. That was a boarding house. A woman called Mary Ann Rohan ran the boarding house. Now, no one really knew what he was up to. They thought he was working for the council, doing surveys or something like that. But his real job was to organise the IRA here. And he went about his business quietly and successfully. The IRA were very effective here in North Tipperary during the Troubles. But anyway, the treaty was signed. And Collins went on his tour of the country trying to get people on side to support the treaty. And as you know, there was the famous or infamous ambush down in Béal na Bláth where Michael Collins was shot. Now, there's been many books written over the decades, documentaries and so forth, on who shot Michael Collins. And all evidence points to the guy that stayed there, Sonny O'Neill. RTÉ done a very good documentary, quoting eyewitnesses' accounts and positions people were on the side of the road for the ambush. And Sonny O'Neill had been a marksman or sniper in World War One. And two of his comrades, eyewitness accounts, before they died, they gave the statements to the commission. And they said to Sonny, come on, it's time to go. And Sonny said, give me one more shot. And he fired a shot and Collins fell. Now, because Collins was such an iconic figure, no one could ever hold their hand up and say, I'm the guy who shot Michael Collins, because Collins was loved by the Irish people. So Sonny O'Neill ended up marrying the woman of the house, Mary Ann Rohan. He went on to become a member of Nina Urban District Council. He died in the 40s. He's buried down in Barrack Street graveyard. But he took his secret to the grave. He never admitted he fired the fatal shot, but all things point to him that Sonny O'Neill is the man that shot Michael Collins.